Post-synchro, Dick Tomasovic.
Mais oui, c'est le retour de l'indicatif historique de post-synchro. Et pour fêter quoi ? Eh bien, la 50e émission, 50 numéros de post-synchro, 50 fois que l'on explore ensemble les bandes sonores du cinéma. Que dire, si ce n'est vous dire merci beaucoup pour votre fidélité, évidemment, les amis. Alors, pour fêter cette 50e émission, on a imaginé une foule d'idées. Faire une émission de 50 heures, diffuser 50 musiques de films indispensables, écouter 50 répliques de Scarlett Johansson, ou encore inviter 50 compositeurs de musique de films à venir se déshabiller en studio. Et puis finalement, on a bu frais et on s'est un peu calmé, et on est plutôt allé vous chercher pour ce numéro spécial, non pas des musiques de films, mais des musiques qui ont pillé des films. Oui, des musiques de gros pirates. Le cinéma samplé par la musique pop, rock, hip-hop, voilà le sujet du jour pour ce 50e numéro, avec un merveilleux casting jugé plutôt. Par ordre de disparition, soit d'écoute inversée, on entendra Beyrouth et son fameux Nantes avec les dialogues de la bête humaine, Benjamin Biolay qui invite Marilyn Monroe à chanter La rivière sans retour, un microfilm qui s'adjoint Elizabeth Taylor et Paul Newman dans La chatte sur Antoine Brûlant, Paolo Nutini en duo avec Charlie Chaplin du Dictateur, Gorillaz assailli par des hordes de zombies, ceux de La nuit des morts vivants de Romero, Poyman Scream qui déboule avec Peter Fonda et les anges sauvages, The Divine Comedy qui convoque la drôle de petite frimousse d'Audrey Hepburn, The Avalanches qui cherchent leur inspiration du côté du polyester John Waters, Grave Diggaz qui passe une folle journée avec le Ferris Bueller de John Hughes, Uncle et Tom York qui vacillent sur l'échelle de Jacob, Exhibit qui cite Taxi Driver, New Order hanté par la voix de Hal, l'intelligence artificielle échappée de 2001 l'Odyssée de l'espace, les Roots qui manipulent dans tous les sens la bande sonore de Mo Better Blues, et enfin, on commence tout de suite par écouter le plus bouleversant de tous les samples, Jean-Pierre Léaud dans La naissance de l'amour de Philippe Garrel pour les Troublemakers. La révolution est inéluctable. Je vous embrasse 50 fois.
Personne ne sait ce qui se passe aujourd'hui parce que personne ne veut qu'il se passe quelque chose. En réalité, on ne sait jamais ce qui se passe, on sait simplement ce qu'on veut qu'il se passe. Et c'est comme ça que les choses arrivent. En 17, Lénine et ses camarades ne disaient pas « nous allons faire la révolution parce que nous voulons la révolution ». Ils disaient « toutes les conditions de la révolution sont réunies, la révolution est inéluctable ». Fait la révolution qui n'aurait jamais eu lieu s'il n'avait pas faite et qu'il n'aurait pas faite, il n'avait pas pensé qu'elle était inéluctable uniquement parce qu'il la voulait. Je vois quelque chose a bougé dans ce monde, ça a toujours été pour le pire. Voilà pourquoi personne ne bouge. Personne n'ose provoquer l'avenir. Faudrait être fou pour provoquer l'avenir. Faudrait être fou pour risquer de provoquer un nouveau 19, un nouveau 14, un nouveau 37.
Glorieux passe, ça n'est plus rien.
Si, parce qu'il y aura toujours des fous et des cons pour les suivre.
Thank you. town.
Right, listen.
You know, if we had to depend upon black people to eat, we would starve to death.
Everybody, wake up.
You've been out there. You're on the bandstand. You look out to the audience. What do you see? You see Japanese. You see West German. You know, Slavovic, anything. But it's except our people, man. It makes no sense. It incenses me that our own people don't realize our own heritage, our own culture. This is our music.
That's bullshit.
Why? It's all bullshit. Everything you just said is bullshit. You complaining about...
I'm talking about the
people
audience.
That's right. The people don't come because you grandiose motherfuckers don't play shit that they like. If you played the shit that they like, then the people would come. Simple as that.
Inevitably, hip-hop records are treated as though they are disposable. They're not maximized as product even. You know, not to mention as art.
Listen, you fuckers, you screwheads. Here's a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the cunts, the dogs, the filth, the shit. Here is someone who stood up. Here is...
time coming, but we waited. Exhibit went from underrated to now most anticipated. Never would have thought that I would rock your set and get love and respect without no special effects. Only the rugged rough shit that the hard rock need. Lyrics must contain more than just clothes, bitches, and weed. Thinking how you like to see the next man bleed, trying to glorify greed, living life at ridiculous speed. Indeed, the main goal to achieve is to succeed. Have it laid out for you, see, but the world gets colder every day by day. Physically, mentally, getting drained by LA. Trying to find peace of mind is like trying to find a gold mine. It just won't happen. No time for relaxing. Real soldiers are forging the front line of the action. So never show a nigga what you packing. You know what I'm saying? It's just too much weight to be juggling. Who do you picture when you think about struggling? Kids in the bed, no food, stomach bubbling. Or niggas in the E-class, heavy drug smugglers. Move, yeah. It's moving at the speed of life. Break like this. And plus, I feel that no style is darker than mine. There was a time it was all about beats and rhymes, but nowadays the blind just follow the blind. And when I die, niggas still recite these lines to wipe the heads, water beds, cities and towns. Bring a strip to the masses that be holding it down. The underground, the upper echelon and beyond. Exhibit rockin', roll the streets like a vagabond. Near one trip, getting dissed like a blind bitch smacking a Farrakhan. Run game like a marathon. It's here today, then tomorrow is gone. It's the law of the land, straight modern day Babylon. Move it, yeah, like this, yeah. At the speed of life. Exhibit looking at the earth through wide angles. I find a stairway to heaven in the city of Los Angeles. Small situations turn to heavy altercations with a heavy ass price, cause niggas don't fight no more. Before hip hop was all about drama, anything for a dollar. Before came fuck Madonna. Exhibit maintained and stayed bent like a comma. Just me and my bottle, we shall lead, not follow. MCs be full of shit, but they style be hollow. Seems you bitten off more than you can possibly swallow. Just a day in the life of a man named X. Only blunts and latex for the opposite sex. See, niggas come through to smoke out and pay respects. Ever since 15, I've been ready for anything, whatever they bring, in any shape, form, or fashion. I live to the fullest and rock rhymes with a passion. But in the meanwhile, if worse come to worse, bust around the bust a verse, whatever come first, yeah. We got it locked down tight. Exhibit bring truth to the light. Shit is moving at the speed of light.
you're frightened of dying and you're holding on, you'll see devils tearing your life away. But if you've made your peace, then the devils are really angels, freeing you.
Suicide, it's a suicide. Suicide, it's a suicide. lasagna and the pizza man. Now you stand on the grave digger lot. You're singing the blues about the rough life you got. Not, you don't wanna live no more. I guess you're really ready for the graveyard tour. When you get home, just seal up your windows and your doors. Turn the oven on high for about 4 hours. Light you a blunt, kiss your ass goodbye. You gas yourself, cause it's a suicide.
Suicide, it's a suicide.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around every once in a while.
Six fucking devils stuffed up playing brave guard. Had the fucking nerve to try to enter my graveyard. I'm the resurrector, be my sacrifice. Commit suicide and I bring you back to life. The first was convinced. Stuck a water hose in his mouth, fat full blast, so his head can explode. Second one said, that's good, but I could top it. Put an axe up to his head and then he chopped it. Blood shot out in every direction. The rats didn't know what to do. I made suggestions. Put a slug in your mug, overdose on a drug. Wet your hand, stick a knife in the plug. Or play like Richard Pryor, set your balls on fire. Better yet, go hang yourself with a barbed wire. Three and four fell deep into the spell land. Ran to the zoo, locked themselves in the lion's den. Number five said it ain't worth being alive. Smoked the dust, swing, mixed it with cyanide. The only one who escaped was number six. He went home, sat in the tub and slit his wrist. Yeah. Raise the day, goodbye. There's no need to cry, cause we all die.
Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter's truancy problem is way out of hand. The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Oh, Mr. Kirk, I'm as upset as you to learn Dexter's truancy. But surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It is the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane.
That boy needs therapy.
Psychosomatic.
And that boy needs therapy.
Purely psychosomatic.
And that boy needs therapy.
Lie down on the couch.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
And that boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
And that boy needs therapy.
Brannigazoo, let's have it, you. How about I count three?
And that boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Avalanche is above, business continues below.
Did I ever tell you the story about
cowboys
and midgets
and Indians
and frontier
psychiatrists? I felt strangely hypnotized.
I was in another world, the world of 20,000 girls
and milk. Rectangles.
Two optometrists.
A man with a golden eyeball.
And tighten your buttocks.
Pour juice on your chin.
I promised my girlfriend I could
play the violin.
Frontier Psychiatry.
That boy needs therapy.
Psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Purely psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Lie down on the couch.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Granny Gazoo, let's have a tune. And when I count three,
that boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Think of anything that talks other than a person.
A bird?
Yeah.
Sometimes a parrot talks.
Phenomenalism, which has to do with consciousness as a mere accessory of physiological processes whose presence or absence makes no difference. Whatever are you doing?
Afro Ben. Cervantes. Daniel Defoe. Samuel Richardson. Henry Fielding. Lawrence Stern.
Hello.
Mary Wollstonecraft.
Vindicated.
Jane Austen.
Here I am.
Sir Walter Scott.
Rondo.
Leo Tolstoy.
Yes.
Honoré de Balzac. Edgar Allan Poe. Charlotte Bronte. Emily Bronte. Anne Bronte.
Hello.
Nikolai Gogol.
Best cheese.
Gustave Flaubert. Oui. William Makepeace Thackeray.
Call me William Makepeace Thackeray.
Nathaniel Hawthorne.
The letter A.
Herman Melville.
Ahoy there.
Charles Dickens.
London is so beautiful. Come up here.
Anthony Trollope. Fyodor Dostoevsky.
Here comes Steve.
Mark Twain.
I can't even spell Mississippi.
George Eliot. Emile Zola.
Tattoos.
Henry James.
How is war?
Thomas Hardy. Joseph Conrad. Catherine Mansfield. Wharton.
Hello, Mr. James.
D.H. Lawrence. E.M. Forster.
Happy the man, and happy he alone, who in all honesty can call today his own. He who has lost yesterday's dead and gone. I want to live today.
James Joyce.
Hello there.
Virginia Woolf.
I'm losing my mind.
Marcel Proust.
Je me souviens plus.
F. Scott Fitzgerald. Ernest Hemingway.
Das Kapitel.
Herman Hesse.
Oh, it's so nice.
Evelyn Waugh. William Faulkner.
Can you William Faulkner?
Anais Franz Kafka.
What do you want from me?
Thomas Mann. Graham Greene.
Put me pinky in a bit.
Jack Kerouac.
The car's broken down.
William S. Burroughs.
Wow. Happy the man.
Lessing.
Oh, hey,
hello. Vladimir Nabokov.
Hello, little girl.
William Golding.
Hector Busby.
J.G. Ballard.
Instrument Binnacle.
Richard Brautigan.
How do you do?
Milan Kundera.
I don't do interviews.
Ivy Compton Burnett.
Hello.
Paul Ferrer.
Glass.
That was a snail.
Gore Vidal.
Oh, it makes me mad.
John Updike.
Run, 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 run.
Kazuo Ishiguro.
Also, chef.
Malcolm Bradbury.
Stroke John Steinbeck, stroke James Andrew.
Ian Banks.
Two orange
in the A.S. Byatt.
Like 10th of the room, you know.
Martin Hayes. Brett Easton Ellis. Umberto Eco.
I don't understand this either.
Gabriel Garcia Marquez.
Mikasa Lucas.
Roddy Doyle. Salman Rushdie.
Names who live forever.
Just what is it that you want to do?
We want to get loaded, and we want to have a good time.
I'm gonna get deep down, I said. I'm gonna get deep down. Let's go!
I've got all the news tonight. I've got all the news tonight.
We are proud individuals living for the city, but the flame couldn't go much higher. We find God and religion to paint us with salvation, but no one, no, nobody can give you the power to rise. A dream that cannot breathe in its harsh reality. Mass confusion, spoon fed to the blind, serves now to define our cold society from which we'll rise.
Freedom from which we'll rise. Pourquoi est-ce que tu me regardes de cette façon?
De quelle façon, Maggie?
Tu viens de le faire à l'instant.
Je ne me suis même pas rendu compte que je te regardais.
Moi, je m'en suis rendu compte. Ma jeunesse, j'ai connu la
l'indigence la plus sordide et la plus ignoble. C'est la vérité, crois-moi.
Vraiment, Maggie?
Toi, tu ignores ce que c'est que d'avoir à lécher les bottes des gens que tu détestes à cause de l'argent qu'ils représentent. Toi, tu ignores ce que c'est que d'être toujours fagoté. La pauvreté n'est rien quand on a 20 ans. Mais lorsqu'on devient vieux, il faut de l'argent.
It's been a long time now since I've seen your smile, and I'll gamble away my fright, and I'll gamble away my time, and in a
Post-synchro, Dick Tomasovic.